Good evening and welcome again to the Story Boo. It's time for putting my daughter to bed and she just told me what kind of a story she'd like tonight. Would you mind telling me again, please, what story you'd like tonight?
I knew you'd forget.
You knew I'd forget.
What?
Okay, what story would you like tonight?
Someone speak into the iPhone.
Okay, you don't have to speak into the iPhone.
What's the story about Ernie and Bert?
The story about Ernie and Bert.
In Sesame Street.
In Sesame Street. And what happens if I don't know the story about Ernie and Bert in Sesame Street? What am I going to tell you?
Just make one up.
Okay. This is a story about Ernie and Bert in Sesame Street. Now, you probably don't know where Sesame Street is, but it's in a very extraordinary place. Sesame Street is just down the road from where I grew up as a child. It's a kind of magical place that nobody really knows where it exists, except I knew that it was very near me. And Ernie was an enormous elephant, and Bert was a hippopotamus. Now, the trouble with Ernie was that he had such a long trunk that every time he tried to get ice cream out of the fridge, he kept knocking everything over. There was no way Ernie could get ice cream by himself. That's why he was such good friends with Bert. Bert? What kind of an animal was Bert again?
A hippopotamus.
Absolutely a hippopotamus. And the thing about hippopotamuses, they had a very good way of getting ice cream out of the fridge. Now, the way a hippopotamus gets ice cream out of a fridge, do you know?
What?
I'll tell you what happens. They've got very big teeth and a very big mouth. And they put their teeth on the door of the fridge and they pull the fridge down until it falls on the ground and all the ice cream falls out.
And everything else falls out.
They were a terrible pair of messers. All they spent their time doing was looking for ice cream and knocking over fridges. And do you know what they did in Sesame Street?
What?
They went from house to house asking people if they could come in and play. And they were very, very smart, very clever. They made themselves seem very nice. And everybody wanted an elephant and a hippopotamus to come into their house. But when they got inside and everybody's back was turned, Bert would grab the fridge and they would take the ice cream. And then they would try to run away before anyone would find them. One day they came to my house. Now they were out on a walk from Sesame Street and nobody knew they had left Sesame Street and come to my house. And when they came to the house, my father had never met Ernie and Bert before. My father was a very nice man, and as soon as he saw an elephant, he loved it. So he put his hand out and shook the elephant's trunk. He said, "Any elephant is welcome in my house." He looked at the hippopotamus and he said, "Well, if you're the friend of the elephant, you're also very welcome to come in." So the two lads came in, the two enormous animals from Sesame Street. Now I was inside and I got a huge shock. I had never seen them before. I said, what's your name? What's your name?
And they said?
Nothing. They wouldn't speak to me. All they did was wag their tails. But Ernie bent down with his trunk and picked me up and put me on his back. He landed me right on top of the elephant's back. Well, of course, I loved him after that. I had never been on top of an elephant's back before in my life. Now, I tell you what. I'll tell you in the second half of the story what happened next when the two creatures from Sesame Street...
I don't want the second part.
Well, in that case, we'll just stop the story now, okay?
Okay.